It's now time for the Wallops and Assateague Island Report, sponsored by Orbital Science Corporation and Midway Chevy Cadillac Buick and Toyota of Pocomoke. Here's your host, Robin Rothschild.
Good afternoon, I'm Robin. I hope you're having a great day. This is the Wallops and Assateague Islands Report. I do have some special guests. I've got three guests in the studio today. We're going to start with Keith Kohler, Public Relations Specialist for NASA over at Wallops Island. Hey, Keith, how are you today?
Good afternoon. Good to be here.
So, Keith, what is going on?
Quite a bit. We're kind of taking a little bit of a break right now, but starting, I guess, in August, mid-August, we'll start launching again and aircraft projects and balloons. And so it's just going to be a really busy fall the way things are lining up.
Yeah. You've got a couple Minotaur launches coming up.
We have Minotaur launches. We have a couple. We have an Antares launch coming up. We start off actually in August. We have a Terrier Improved Malamute sounding rocket. It's an education flight we're going to be doing called Rockset X. So that's going to be early in the morning at 6 o'clock in the morning on the 13th. So if folks want to, the visitor center will be up. So if anybody wants to come out and see it, they can see it from there. We have about 40 students, I think, coming in for that from across the country that are participating in that project. Then we turn right around September 6th, finally our moon mission. It is here. So we'll be launching at 11:27 p.m. is the time. I think that's a four-minute launch window that night.
Oh, my God.
And so,
so long.
Yeah, so that's going to be on a Minotaur 5. So that's going to be kind of be neat to see. And you'll be able to, of course, being a night launch, you'll be able to see it anywhere on the shore. Easy to see that one. So we're real excited about, being able to do that. We've got a lot of people coming in. We're probably expecting anywhere from 500 to 750 guests alone coming in, maybe 100 media or so. So it's going to be huge. So we're really excited about that. Then we turn around with the rocket launch about 8 days to 14 days later, somewhere around there, mid-September, is the Antares launch. So this will be their cargo demonstration flight. So they're actually going to fly their Cygnus module. We'll actually be flying to the space station for that flight. And it will carry some supplies, but it's mainly just to demonstrate the capabilities that they have to take this supplies to the space station. So, and that's going to be a good flight time, because that's right now we're looking at mid-morning for that flight.
Nice.
So it's going to be a nice time for people to get out and see that one also.
Now, I recently got a press release from you that all the equipment that you will be bringing up there has arrived at Wallops, correct?
Well, that one has arrived. That's actually pretty much, that rocket is pretty much together. Now, we just had came in, I guess, a week or so ago from the Antonov using the huge Ukrainian cargo plane, brought in the next one that's scheduled to fly possibly later this year, which will be a fully loaded Cygnus module, came in. So they'll start processing that one for flight hopefully in a few months. We'll get that one off also launched by the end of the year. So on the rocket side, it's extremely busy year. At the same time, of course, we're now into hurricane season. We're getting ready, right into the throng of things for hurricanes, usually in the first couple weeks of September. So we have our HS3 project coming on. We have two unmanned Global Hawks that will be flying in here mid-August, and they'll start doing science flights, and capability of doing that starts on the 20th of August. With the idea that we will hopefully be able to pick up hurricanes as they develop out in the Atlantic, right off the coast of Alaska,
wow.
Or Africa, excuse me. And then they'll follow those all the way in. And so we have two aircraft. One will fly and take measurements in the hurricane, but both of them will be flying over it. But there'll be one take measurements in the hurricane itself and look at the interior of the hurricane. And then the other one flies around the outside, looking at the environment outside to help to see how it feeds and how those hurricanes develop. So we're hoping we have a hurricane or an aircraft in the air 24 hours a day while a storm is developing.
Oh my gosh, is this something new?
We did it last year also, but we only had one of the Global Hawks. So we started last year, so we will do it again this year through the end of September. Possibly could fly into October, depending how the hurricane season is going. And then they will also be back next year. And then also with this, I guess if we should mention that we have approximately 200 people coming in to support this project. So it's going to be a huge number of folks coming in here also at the same time for that. And we've also just recently built a new Global Hawk control center at Wallops. So anytime that NASA is doing science experiments with the Global Hawks on the East Coast, the pilots can now operate out of Wallops and actually fly the airplanes.
Keith, this is fantastic.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. I mean, there's really a lot going on. And in addition to that, you know, our own aircraft are getting ready to fly with the P-3B aircraft. Is getting ready to go to Houston, Texas for a few weeks and doing some atmospheric measurements. And then our newly acquired C-130 aircraft, which is new to our fleet at Wallops, is going to be flying to Greenland. And they'll be carrying an instrument and doing some vegetation measurements up there. And that's a new project for them. So those guys will be flying. And then our balloon program is getting ready for flights starting mid-August, and they'll be flying out of Fort Sumner. I think we've got maybe 8 flights on our scientific balloons doing science missions out there. So the fall is really getting to be an extremely busy time for us.
You know, I remember years ago that when we started doing this show, you'd come in and there was just a couple things that we were talking about. Now it's like just this huge laundry list. Yeah, it's just amazing.
Everything just seems to come at once. It's amazing how that works. And so we luckily we've got a couple of weeks break that we're currently in and getting ready for everything. So, I mean, it is busy. Yeah, even though we're currently not flying, we redid the P-3B avionics. The electronic systems in the cockpit are all completely new. They've upgraded that. The C-130 is currently undergoing some maintenance and getting ready for flights. And then, of course, all the rocket stuff is under preparation. So we'll start for the LADEE spacecraft, for example. We'll start stacking the rocket the first part of August and getting ready for that flight because it's not that far away. So we're real excited about all the activities that we have going on at Wallops.
Now, you know, I just want to mention I had Sepp Mostagam on the program from Space Support Services. Mm-hmm. And I actually got to climb the tower at the launch pad.
Oh, okay, the Pad Zero B tower.
Unbelievable. Yeah. That was such a cool experience.
Yeah, so we'll have the LADEE going off of that, and then also off that same launch pad, provided LADEE goes on time, then we turn around the first part of November, and we have a Minotaur 1 launch.
Just crazy.
Carrying the DOD satellite. So it's going to be really exciting. We've got a lot of people coming in, and then also, I didn't even mention, we start up with the fleet carrier landing practice activities. It's getting ready to kick off in September, probably. So
I was just going to ask about that.
Yeah, so they're just about finished all their runway changes that they had to make and painting surfaces.
How's it look? Is it pretty cool?
It's getting there. Yeah, yeah, it's getting there. So it's when they finish, it will look like an aircraft carrier landing site. So so we're real excited about, you know, just about everything going on. So it's a very busy time, and I think it's really good for the local economy and, yep, and everything with all these people coming in to support these projects that are coming in to watch the launches and everything. So I think everyone will really see things start to pick up here shortly.
So Keith, we're going to change gears. You have two young ladies with you. You've got Miranda and you've got Victoria. And Miranda is an upcoming freshman at Salisbury University. And Victoria, who we're going to be speaking with as well, is an upcoming junior at Salisbury University. They are interns working with NASA.
Correct. Yeah, we have 31 interns. Excuse me. This summer.
That seems that's a lot. That's a good number.
That's a good number. It's about almost a quarter of what we have employment. I mean, our 10%. Excuse me, 10% increase in employment. So, so it's quite a few, you know, that we would have. So it's not bad. So, these students are not only college students from across the country that want to come to Wallops to participate, but we also have a large number of high school students. It's about 50-50 that are local high school students versus the college students that are here. So hopefully they'll learn more about their, you know, what they're interested in for their careers and be able to take that with them.
Now, the high school students, what age do you start taking the interns?
We start taking the interns at the site. You have to completed your sophomore year.
Okay.
That way you have your math behind you and some science, and, you know, so that we can you know, select that way. Usually it ends up being that it's the juniors, seniors, mm-hmm. is what a lot of those are. There really aren't that many sophomores that we end up selecting, but you can apply. And whether or not you're in a school system or you're homeschool or whatever, you can apply at that point.
Well, before we start talking to the two young ladies, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you guys have been doing today?
Well, actually, Miranda and Victoria went with us, and we went to Prince Street Elementary, which is in Salisbury, and that's where they, Wacomico County has their summer school program. And so they asked us to come up there and give a little bit of a talk on life in space, and so we were able to take the spacesuit up and food and all that kind of stuff. And then the two ladies here gave some demonstrations and talked about rocketry and Newton's laws and how rockets worked and those types of things. So we had, this morning we had 90 second graders,
I love it.
Which is always interesting, trying to keep their attention. But they were great kids, a lot of interest in what we had, what they had to say and everything. So it was a good morning. And then we also have two of our interns, not these two, but we have two other interns that are going to be at Warwick today. So they're talking robotics. And so, you know, we're trying to get our interns out into the community also to show what they're doing.
Is this something fairly new this year, getting the interns out into the public and into the school systems?
Not really. I mean, we've every year we have, you know, projects going on, and they'll talk a little bit later about what they've been doing. But, you know, the students, especially the high school students, I mean, they're part of the local community. Mm-hmm. And even a lot of the college students, I mean, they go to local colleges and things, or they go away to college and come back. So, you know, the more we can get students out there to talk to other students who are up and coming to show that they can do these things, that there are things for them to do, and careers are available in the STEM areas that, you know, we want to make sure that they're aware of these programs and there are, you know, things for them to do, programs for them to participate.
And they can see, you know, of course, these ladies are a little bit older, but they can't, it's more on a peer system, too.
Better than me. Exactly. I mean, you know, so, they can relate probably a little bit better to the students than they can to some of us going out and talk. But it's great to have the students available during the summertime to go out and do these kinds of programs.
Well, let's see, who should we start with? And I just want to thank you, Keith. We have been speaking with Keith Kohler, Public Relations Specialist with NASA at Wallops Island. Victoria. We'll put the age first. She's the old one in the group. going to be a junior at Salisbury University, correct?
Correct.
So, Victoria, what are you majoring in?
Elementary education with minors in math and dance.
Fantastic. Oh, I like that. Math and dance. That is fantastic. Now, where are you from exactly?
I'm from Snow Hill, Maryland.
So you're a local girl.
Yes.
Good job. That's great. So is this your first internship over at NASA, Wallops?
It is. It's my first year interning over there.
How's it going?
I'm enjoying it very much. It's very hands-on.
That's great. Can you tell me a little bit about the programs that you're working on?
Lately, we've been working a lot on teacher workshops. In June, we had the RATS, the rocketry workshop for teachers. Right now, we're preparing for the HS3 workshop that goes with the HS3 mission. And in later after the HS3, we're going to be working on the LADEE teacher workshop.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, you really are in the midst of this. I mean, you're in the middle.
Yes.
Now, how was it today? Are you going out and talking to schools like you did today? Is that part of your internship?
Yes, we've had a lot of groups from Salisbury University come in, and we've had the opportunity to talk to them about educational opportunities and internships with NASA.
That is fantastic. How did it go today?
It went with the
elementary school.
It was very good. It was a great opportunity and a great experience to be able to work with the children.
Do you find that, especially in these areas of STEM that is so important to our future, do you find that especially the younger kids, do they kind of get it?
They do. You have to break it down for them, but they do get it. They're very interested in it. They understand more than you think they would.
Now, what made you decide to go into education and especially with the math and with the math involvement?
What brought me, I love working with people and I love being involved in getting out there. I didn't want just to sit down and be antisocial in my office all day.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that I get to be out there and I feel like I'm helping others and bringing them knowledge, and I get the opportunity to learn myself every day.
Is math something you've always been interested in?
Yes.
Okay.
I've always loved math.
It's just great that, you know, you're a local girl and to be involved in what's going on at NASA. I mean, it's just got to be so eye-opening to be there firsthand.
It is.
Have you been out to the rocket launch pads and stuff?
I have. I had the opportunity to see the RockSat launch in June, and it was my first rocket launch I've ever seen.
It is so cool. It is so cool. Well, now, how long does your internship go till?
It's a 10-week internship. I started in the beginning of June, and it ends on August 9th.
So, and you're going to be a junior at SU.
I am.
You know, I also work there.
Okay.
At Delmarva Public Radio. So it's I love working at a campus.
Wow,
it's just fantastic.
Awesome.
It's great. You'll have to stop by.
I will.
Now, thank you so much, Victoria.
Thank you.
We also have Miranda. Hey, Miranda.
Hey.
How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. So, Miranda, you are going to be a freshman at Salisbury University.
Yes, I am.
And where are you from?
I'm from Princess Anne.
Okay. Man, I'm impressed. We've got and two local girls going into the STEM and education. This is fantastic. So tell me a little bit about, you know, what your future goals are.
I am currently planning on double majoring in chemistry and elementary education.
Fantastic.
I know they're two total opposites. But what I was planning on doing with that is something like, by the time I graduate, there should be a program where I can go out and like do hands-on activities with elementary kids and just work with them and show them the cool stuff that science is, just to get them interested. And if there's not, I hope to be able to start it.
Oh my goodness. Can you tell me some of the things that would be, you know, something cool in chemistry that you could teach could do with younger children?
Absolutely. I have grown up around NASA, so I'm like a lot of rocket chemistry and the bottle rockets with the the Mentos and Diet Coke and that kind of stuff is so cool because it just like shoots and it's really entertaining for kids and it grabs their attention and it just gets them to think, you know, I can change what happens when I do this or that. And it's just
and just mixing the different, I guess, solutions together.
Yeah.
And seeing what happens. Now, how's your internship going?
It's a lot of fun. I'm actually doing a lot of the same stuff Victoria is because we're working together.
It seems like you're a good team.
Yeah.
And what when you talk about younger kids that you would like to teach, what ages are we talking about?
Well, I personally prefer like 3rd through 7th, maybe 8th grade, because they're starting to get old enough where they can really start grasping mm-hmm. the kind of stuff I'm talking about. And it's just easier to make what I have to say easier for them to understand.
And it seems like maybe at that age, too, they're willing to listen.
Yeah, they're starting to be
interested. So have you grown up around rockets? And is your dad or mom involved in NASA?
Actually, yes.
Okay.
My dad's Keith Kohler.
You are kidding me. Well, you've got a good role model there. You've got a good one to hold your hand. Wow. So this is something that from an early age, you know, because even though you grew up around it, doesn't mean that you're always going to take to it
yeah.
or gravitate to it. So the STEM is just something that has always interested you?
Yeah, it really kind of has. Especially when I took chemistry my junior year, I was like, oh, this is actually a lot of fun.
That's fantastic. And now, how did you like the event that you were at today, this morning?
I really enjoyed it. I got to actually wear the spacesuit for the first time.
I'm jealous. I am so jealous. I was wondering, I wanted to hear about the spacesuit. I've never really physically seen a real one.
It was really cool. I actually had a lot of kids. Some of their parents, I guess, were teachers, and they were taking pictures with me, so.
The kids were pretty excited?
Yeah, they really enjoyed it.
Did they get to touch it and...
Oh, yeah.
Hands-on?
We had a few of them actually try on different spacesuits. We had the spacesuit, a sleeping bag, and just regular clothes that they would wear on the space station.
I have to ask you, was it hot? Is the spacesuit, did you get warm?
At first, no, but I think, you know, the longer I wore it, the more I took it on and off, the hotter it got.
Did you also put the helmet on? Or
yeah, I had the helmet, too.
And the full bowl over your head?
Yeah, the full bowl. I had everything but the backpack.
Wow, could you breathe?
It's not like a real spacesuit. It's kind of more of a model. But yeah, I could breathe.
That is awesome. How do you feel about going into college? You must be getting very excited.
I am really excited. It's getting closer, so.
And Salisbury University, it's a great school.
Yeah, it is.
Well, thank you so much for coming in, both of you. And really, my hat's off to both of you young ladies. First of all, not only are you brilliant, you're beautiful as well. And it's just what it's just such a neat face of, you know, this new, the future and of STEM, and where it's not, you know, what people sometimes might have in their mind, mostly a male-dominated business, mostly when you're looking at engineering and math and technology. But when you see these, you know, these young, beautiful girls getting involved in this, it does my heart good. I just got to tell you, I really just congratulations and really, really proud to meet both of you.
Thank you.
And good luck at school. Sure, you're going to have fun.
Thanks.
All right. Well, that concludes today's Wallops Island Report. And I want to thank Victoria and Miranda and Keith Kohler as well. Have a great day. I'm Robin. Goodbye.
This has been the Wallops and Assateague Island Report, made possible by Orbital Science Corporation, innovation you can count on, and Midway Chevy, Cadillac, Buick, and Toyota of Pocomoke. See how Midway makes the difference.